Good afternoon and welcome to another one of these recorded messages and Bible studies, Bible classes, whatever you like to call it, coming to you from the Uxbridge Road Tabernacle, which is in a place called Shepherd's Bush, which is in London, which is in England. And you are very welcome to this, the 16th one of these. So we're going to look at a few things today, quite a lot to do today. We're going to start off with looking at the third of the Ten Commandments. So here we go. We're going to just change the screen for a moment and hopefully we can look at these together. So we've looked at one and two, and there they are on the screen. Now the third one, it could be said that the third one is one of the most broken commandments that there is currently at this time. So many people take the name of the Lord God in vain. They do it without thinking. They just open their mouth sometimes and the name of the Lord God comes out in vain. Now, last year, I think it was, or maybe the year before, I'm not sure, I actually wrote to the BBC. There was a particular television program on the telly, on the BBC, which I really enjoyed. But I said to them, I can't watch it anymore because some of the presenters were taking the name of the Lord God in vain, which was really, really sad. And we have to be so, so careful about doing this. Some people even use the letters OMG, which again is taking the name of the Lord God in vain. Now, we're going to think a little bit later on about temptation and not giving in to temptation. And these Ten Commandments, they help us to think about this. If we have the Ten Commandments in our hearts and our minds, then that will be something to check us when we think about taking the name of the Lord God in vain. And it's there for our help and for our guidance. But we mustn't forget that even if we were able to keep the Ten Commandments perfectly, that wouldn't give us peace with God. That wouldn't make us right with God, because we have sin in our hearts. We are born with sin. We inherit sin right back to Adam and Eve when they fell to sin and temptation in the Garden of Eden. So think about the Ten Commandments. They are very, very important to us. And think about those as you live out your life, trying to please God. Now, we're going to now think about a memory verse.
Our verse for today is from Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. Let's see how you remember it. Psalms 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your marvelous work. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. Let's say it all together. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. Do we praise and thank God with our lips only. This is not thanking him with a sincere heart. Do we praise him by telling others what he has done for us, his mercy, love, goodness, and most of all, the death of Jesus on the cross for our sins? In this verse, the Psalms praise and thanks God with his entire being. He also praises God by talking about the great things God has done. May the Lord help us to praise him with all our hearts, because he's worthy of praise and worship. Amen. And God bless you.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, we're going to try something now which is new to us. And I'm going to let this young lady explain this to you.
Okay, so we did promise you last week, if you were listening, that we might have a little quiz. And it's going to be very, very simple. Not too much brain required. Here we go. First question is, the Lord Jesus and his family were traveling from Nazareth. Now, where did Mr. Rowe say they were going to? Okay, time's up. And here's your answer, Jerusalem. Did you get that right? Let's think of another question. What was the occasion that they were going to Jerusalem for? Time's up. Did you get the answer? It was the Passover. Next question. Where did Mary and Joseph finally find the Lord Jesus? Who was he with? Time's up. The answer, yes, it was the teachers in the temple. Now, the next question is about last week's memory verse. I wonder if you can fill in the gaps. Something in the Lord with all something, and lean not on your own something. Time's up, and here's the verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
Well, that was good. I enjoyed that, and I didn't even take part, so that was really good. Now then, we're going to move on to our story or our lesson this today. So, by the time that the Lord Jesus was an adult, a grown up, he had already travelled quite a long way. Remember that there were no cars, no trains, no aeroplanes. Much of the travel was done by walking, or at best on a donkey. Now that map shows us some of the places that the Lord Jesus Christ went to. He started off as a baby growing in Mary in Nazareth towards the top of that map. Then they travelled down to Bethlehem where he was born, and then they had to flee across to Egypt. Now that's a long way. Then back again to Nazareth. Now this in Nazareth is where the Lord Jesus Christ grew up, and he learned the trade of a carpenter. Now, you'll recall that we had the story of when the two babies, if you like, in the bodies of their mothers met each other. And John the Baptist leapt in his mother's tummy when he came close to the Lord Jesus. Now, John the Baptist has obviously grown up as the Lord Jesus did now. And John the Baptist had the job from God of preparing the way for the coming Saviour, the Lord Jesus. And a large part of his work was baptizing people to help them understand when listening to the truths that the Lord Jesus Christ had come to teach them and just at the start of his ministry in the area. Jesus met up with John the Baptist on the banks of the River Jordan, which flowed from the Sea of Galilee up the top there, and that's the River Jordan going down the middle. The Lord Jesus wanted John to baptize him, but John was not sure about this at all. But the Lord Jesus explained to John that this was important and that it needed to happen. When the Lord Jesus was baptized, which means he went right down under the water, when he came up, a dove from heaven came down and a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now then, Jesus was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness, or another name for the wilderness is the desert, and not much lived there or grew there at all because it was so hot and so barren. And there he went without food for 40 days and 40 nights. Now just think about that. That's longer than a month. If you think where we are now, that's well back before Christmas. I get a bit concerned sometimes if I go without food for 40 minutes. But this was 40 days and 40 nights. You just imagine how weary and how tired and how hungry the Lord Jesus Christ was. We must remind ourselves that the Lord Jesus was truly God, but truly man as well. So, so difficult to understand, but we need to remind ourselves of that. Now then, the devil came to tempt the Lord Jesus. Now we need to understand that word, to tempt. It's when someone tells you to do or say or think something which you know to be wrong, against God's laws. You remember that just a few minutes ago, we thought about the Ten Commandments that are there for us to help us to understand what we need to guard against, what we are tempted against sometimes. Now, we don't know what the devil looks like. And if we did, I think that we would be scared stiff. So the artist has chosen to draw the devil as some sort of snake or serpent. Now, actually, that's a pretty good idea, because in Genesis, the first book in the Bible, chapter 3, verse 1, the devil takes on the form of a serpent. So the devil starts to tempt the Lord Jesus, who is now so very weak due to not eating for 40 days and 40 nights. The devil first tempts the Lord Jesus, playing on his hunger. The devil says to him, "Turn these stones into food." The Lord Jesus refuses by telling the devil that he was trusting in his heavenly Father to provide for him. Then the devil took the Lord Jesus up to the very top of the temple and quoted from Psalms 91, verses 11 and 12, suggesting that the Lord Jesus throw himself off to test God, to see if God would save him. Jesus responded by quoting scripture back from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16. "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." Jesus was taken up to a very high mountain. Now, this is probably picture language, as the circular shape of the world would not allow all the kingdoms of the world to be seen, as the devil has said. Now, that's obviously a more up-to-date picture of the world, but it's just picture. It's just to give us an idea of all of the kingdoms of the world, the power and the glory that this world sort of can give. But the devil's intentions were clear. He wanted the Lord Jesus to worship him. The Lord Jesus again quoted from the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. After this, the devil knew that he was beaten, and he left the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Now, here is the lesson to learn. It is not wrong to be tempted, but it is wrong to give in to temptation and do that which is sinful in God's eyes. Remember when we talked a few weeks ago about our conscience? This tells us if we listen to it when something is wrong and we should not do it, say it, or think it. And the Ten Commandments are there also to help us to understand what God wants and what he certainly doesn't want. And if we think about the Ten Commandments, if we think about the teaching of the Bible, if we listen to our conscience, it will help us a lot to put God first. The Lord Jesus Christ put God first when he was tempted by the devil. Do we put God first? Do we think about God especially and put him first? Now that final picture shows us how the angels were sent to minister to the Lord Jesus Christ, to give him food and to help him cope, being so, so hungry. So we're going to finish there and we're just going to have a word of prayer. And what I particularly want to pray for, I want to pray for all of the nurses, the doctors, and the porters and the cleaners and all of the people who work so hard in hospitals at this time, because they are under such pressure and we really need to ask God to help them and to bless them as they try and care for so many people having COVID at this time. So let's pray. O Lord, our God, we do thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you, Lord God, for the Ten Commandments. We thank you, Lord God, that they are a really good guide as to how we should live our lives in a way which is pleasing to you. But we do pray, Lord God, that you may help us to understand that we still have sin in our hearts and we must have those sins forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. We do thank you, Lord God, for our consciences. We do pray, Lord God, that we may listen to our consciences and do that which is right. We would, Lord God, take this time to pray for the nurses, for the doctors, for the porters, for the cleaners, and all of the people who are working so hard in the hospitals across the world at this time, Lord. Bless them, be with them, strengthen them, Lord God, help them, we do pray, as they seek to care for so many sick people. Bless us now, Lord God, watch over us, keep us safe, we do pray, and continue with us, we would ask. And we pray these things in your Son's holy name. Amen. So we've just got that final screen up now. And if you do want to make contact with us, you do want to ask us a question or anything you don't understand, or if we indeed have made a mistake, which we hope not, but anything you want to ask us, please use those contact details and we'd be pleased to answer you as soon as possible if we can. Take care. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you all. Bye-bye.